Will I be the same? God increase, pastor decrease. Give us ears to hear what God has to say. I'm gonna walk with power and not let the loss get left. Amen. Amen. You guys may be seated. Thank you so much. Man, I don't know about you guys, but man, I already don't sleep that much as it is. 4 hours, but I've been functioning really well on one. And I don't know what's up with that. I want to stop that. I know y'all thinking four, that you should stop that. But one has been like, let's go, let's get it. So I don't know what I'm up for, but I know I'm up to pray, you know. And then the other part is I got this, like, what's the right way to say anger without saying anger? Okay, I said anger. I got this agitation, like some out there to, like I'm ready to fight, not people. You know what I mean? Like I'm, let's get it. You know what I mean? Like whatever's happening, whatever you're going through, let's get it. Let's get this thing. We're praying, we're believing God. Like it's a literal, the violent, kingdom of God suffered violence and a violent take. Like I'm just agitated. Anybody ever, when you fought, anybody got ready? Right? Or did y'all just like, okay, we in the middle of something? Like, you know, you have to God, like, get agitated for it. So, and I don't know what that is. I'm just praying to God because I do want to be ready instant, in season and out. Amen? And if you're going through something, you know, again, maybe that's it. You know, when you pray to be a watchman and pastor and stuff like that, you don't get to just pray for you. In fact, we're not even supposed to. There's other people that we're supposed to be lifting up. But I just be waking up like, and I remember when I was a little kid, I had to get delivered from anger. I would hit people with anything if you made me mad. Shovel, axe, rubber tree, whatever I could pick up. I was little. You know, and I don't hit the devil with anything. You know what I mean? Like, I'm hitting him with anything and everything I got. I'm hitting with anything. You know, I got that cup. You're the devil. I'll crush you. Don't give me a glass cup because I don't want to break those. So I do want to share that with you in a sense of be prepared. Amen? Because if you prepare, you don't have to repair. You know, and I think that's part of our thing of just being there for God. And you know, I want to really, man, we are going to preach a sermon. But I think anxiety keeps trying to show up for us. You know, like, you know, what am I going to do? How's this going to work out? And like, man, I hate it. I hate it when people are afraid. I hate it when fear is in place. And I love it when people come up to me and say, I shouldn't say hate. I hate it when that's been told me not to hate what's hurting people. I hate things that hurt people. And I don't know if that's who that's for, and it may just be for me. Maybe I just need to be up in the middle of the night, like, because been in hotels all week. I just because I can get up and walk around there and not bother nobody because I'm the only one in there, and just be like, no, you can't do that too loud because they call the front desk. But you know, I just think God is preparing us, definitely preparing me to lead the way and whatever we need to do, whatever fight that's coming, we're ready. Amen? You are ready. You're not going to be overwhelmed. You're not going to be caught off guard. You're not going to get sucker punched. Amen? Anybody ever fight like that? That's right. Y'all Christians. Y'all, listen, you know what? I talk to y'all like y'all don't know nothing about this stuff that I'm talking about. You never talk to somebody bigger and you got to get them first? No? All right, I did. Even if I had to jump up there, hit him in the kneecap. You know, what I'm saying is quit playing defense and start getting on offense. Start to engage your faith. Engage your faith and engage in it first. So, okay, anyway. God of the again. God is our all-time wonder. He's the God of the again. And understanding what God has done. So Acts chapter 10, verse 34 through 35, it says, then Peter opened his mouth and said of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. God does not show favoritism. God does not like one person better than the other. God does not like a generation better than the other generation. He said it in Galatians 3:28 that there's neither Greek nor Jew. There's neither male nor female in Christ Jesus. In other words, we all walk together. I don't have a spot that's higher than who you are. He is no respecter of person. And I appreciate the respect as a pastor. I do, because we did accept the call in our life. But I'm not better than you. I'm not better than you. And spiritually, we walk together. We've been given the measure of faith. You have the ability to hear from God like I have the ability to hear from God. Now, the same is true. I have the ability to get frustrated and angry just like you do. See, it's both sides. And I'm not trying to get a pass here. Trust me, I'm not trying to get a pass, because it wouldn't matter anyway if I was trying to get one. But he is no respecter of persons. Okay? So we're always going to pray for you. I'm never going to quit praying for you. But if you can't catch me, if you can't reach me, you pray. Because he's no respecter of persons. So my voice don't sound better than yours, especially not right now. Don't sound better than yours anyway. But in every nation, he that feareth him worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Now that fear, that means we're scared of God. It means that we respect God. Right? And even in here, this is a silly question, but you would love your kid over and over again. True or true? Yeah. No matter what they did, no matter how messed up they were, you would love them over and over again. Whatever it is, what you would love them over, how much more would God do it? I mean, I know some days you don't like them, but that don't mean you don't love them. And there are some days I'm like, I don't even like you. Or I don't even like you. That's your way. I got to look up. Look, Pastor Reed. Pastor Reed never says those things. You see, did you hear a groan up here on the front? I'd be like, what's wrong with you? And so it's like, again, God loves him. And can you imagine if your kid came up to you and say, do you still love me? Like, wouldn't that break your heart? Like, to think your kid has to ask you that. Like, yeah, I love you. You eating, ain't you? Right? Come on, don't act like you didn't play the you eating, you get to sleep, you got electric, you got central air. Anybody grow up with center air? Window unit in the center? You know, do I love you? It's on, ain't it? Right? The demonstration of God's love for you, don't you forget. Because if our kids say something like that, you're like, did you forget that you got up out of a regular bed? You got the good clothes on? Because most of us buy our kids new clothes because ours was handed down. Being the little and the youngest, people's stuff was always taller and bigger than me. So when they handed it down, I had to cuff them. And you didn't ever have to rest your clothes? Put your clothes under rest so they'll fit? Cuff it. And you will do this because you will do it again and again and again. God will do for you again and again and again. Quit saying that, God, there's no way, I've messed up too much. There's no such critter. Again, I'm not licensing you to go and make crazy decisions. What I am saying is, don't forget God has already decided to love you over and over again. Decided. It is a done deal. He is the God of the again, and whatever we have seen him do for anyone else, he will do for us. Right? Right? I mean, honestly, how many of y'all ever said, well, they are the pastors. Of course he's going to hear their prayers. I'm so glad none of you have ever said that. This is why y'all make. See, y'all, I just told you I had a bad temper when I was little. Y'all trying to regenerate it by not responding. That's okay. I've said that where I thought, well, that person's just holier than I am, and that God hears them because, you know, I got some I got some noise in my head. And God's like, no, I hear you. The deal is, you don't hear me. You don't hear me. I'm telling you I love you, and you're still wondering if you're loved. So do you hear me? You say, you love me. I hear it. I say, I know you love me, but you don't hear me saying, I know you love me. Right? Now, I could start a relationship trouble right there between couples right now who ask for a compliment and don't remember they asked and don't remember you gave it. How do I look? No, I'm asking y'all, how do I look? Yeah, great. Okay, good. No, really, how do I look? Look like, okay. Just listen. Yeah, so listen. Are you sure I look okay? Okay. I mean, but really. But the shoes, should I change my shoes? I mean, if I keep doing this, you're going to get worn out, right? You look like you're getting on my nerves right now. You imagine that is that looking for God to validate what he's already validated with his life. He, I mean, like, I died for you. Yeah, you look good. You look good. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You look great. That's my blood on you. Yeah, you shine because of me. I don't know what's up with these little girls these days, these high school girls, but whenever they have a question for me, this is the question of the week. I spoke to like several thousands of kids. Hey, do you moisturize? Who cares? Huh? Who cares if I'm greasing this up? Like, that was your question? Yeah, because your skin. I'm dark. You don't know if I'm cracking or not. Look for something deeper, right? We go to God with that stuff. God, you hear? It's like, that's your question? All the things you could ask me, that was it? So I tell him, no, I do not waste money on this. I did not go get $30 shampoo for this. Seriously, I don't. A good jar of Equate petroleum jelly? Equate, baby. Don't act like you don't know about the Walmart Equate. Don't act like a man. I would do, man. And so, again, I don't have to have any expectations from Equate. Because I know that ain't nothing but frozen motor oil that's done sit up there and then got stiff. And no matter how much I use it, it's just you oiled up all day. Ain't it? I got towels all over my car because if I go and put that Vaseline on before I go to the gym, you know every bench I've been on. God, Aaron's losing Aaron. Listen, the Spirit of God will oil you up. Even if you look like this, quit trying to get yourself right and just let God put him on you. And others are going to ask, man, why are you still shining? All the stuff, are you going through the same thing I'm going through? Why are you shining? Why are you going? Because he shined on me again. He shined on me again. Like he shined on me again. And again, and again, and he is the God of the again. He's the prodigal son. The prodigal son left, took his money, took the dad's money. It was the inheritance. He said, give me your inheritance. You know what the prodigal son was saying when he said, give me your inheritance? Give me as if you are dead. That's when you get inheritance. Give me the thing as if, Father, you are no longer on the earth. That's a hard deal, right? Because you don't ask for inheritance while I'm standing here looking at you. We had that conversation with our kids. They were like, well, how much we get if y'all die? I'm like, why are we having this? Why are we talking about this? It was after church. So you want me to like them every day. job there. Well, so what's my take on this? I was like, man, I'm about to go write you out. And sometimes we think Jesus has to die in our life again so for us to inherit the will of God. You don't have to. You don't have to treat Jesus like he's dead. This prodigal son took it, left, spent it all. Isn't that what kids do? Go spend it all and then go, can you buy me something? True or true? Can you go buy me something? Now, if I don't get this anger thing under control, I got several bullying presentations with parents this week. I need to get that right. Right? Because y'all, parents, y'all know how you are at 6 p.m. on a Tuesday just to come hear some guy talk to you for 90 minutes about bullying? You ain't happy. You're tired. Work's over with. Who has to use me at that point? God does. God has to use me at that point. Listen. Now, I'm telling you about my anger is a righteous indignation. I'm telling you, we got kids in school, especially in the middle school area. And again, the little girls are violently angry. I'm talking that kind of angry. And so we need God to show up in their life, and they need to recognize he's showing up again and again and again to bring forth healing to them. And even in that point, right? So I believe like one of the most damaging ways we quench the spirit is believing that God will not do through us what he did for others. We quench the spirit. Well, that's you, Pastor. You can get up and talk in front of people. You can too. I'm not better. I just do what God tells them to do. Use your muscles. Do you get that? If you see people, and those of you guys who work out, y'all know this, right? People come up to you and say, you got more muscles than I do. We got the same amount. You was just fellowshipping somewhere else. But we got the same amount. What do you use? So we've been given the measure of faith. You've been given the confidence of God. You've been given the boldness of God. You can stand exactly where I stand and do exactly what I do, no matter where you are. By the way, you're supposed to do that in front of your own family anyway. You should be the preacher of your house. Yeah, thank you, Pastor, for sharing. I appreciate that. I needed to hear that. So we got those things, and he knows every generation needs a miracle. He knows every generation needs to see it. He knows that every generation needs to believe in his character. God sent his only begotten son to be divided for us. He sent him to be broken for us so we didn't have to be broken. He sent him to be torn apart so we didn't have to be torn apart. And he will never divide us against one another. So he divided Jesus so we didn't have to be divided. Because a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, James 1:8. A mind with two thoughts is divided. When your spirit is divided, your heart is divided, your life is broken. A house cannot stand when it's divided against itself. It can't stand. Can't stand. And so we're saying here, God says, okay, I still want to keep putting you back together. I still want you to be together. I don't care how many times you've been broken. I still want to keep putting you back together. Greatest Lego maker ever. Just keep sticking us back together. So he will never divide us again. God sees the heart, and things on the outside doesn't stand in the way of his saving grace and power. So if we can see the power of God, we will know that who he is. It's this section of life. So 2 Corinthians 4:18, the things that are seen are temporary. The things that are not seen are eternal. Those things are forever. So when you come to a place and you're praying and you believe in God and you say, man, I just see so many things come against me, they're temporary. God, I don't see how I'm going to get out of it. God, you show me how you're going to do it. I'm going to wait on you, Lord. That's eternal. So many things, right? Because, I mean, how many of you? Okay, again, I'm going to quit asking y'all questions because that's just frustrating me. Just because you can see how many things are against you, they are not here to stay. You are. Right? You are. You're supposed to stay. You're the one that is supposed to last. You're the one that when everything is coming against you and the people that are coming against you and even those who claim that they love you come against you, you still stay. Let them, they're going to pass by and wave at them. Wave at them when they pass by. We cannot over ask God or empty his resources, right? You're not ever asking God for much. The Bible says, keep on asking, keep on knocking, right? Can't over ask God. And so God has said, right? He says it in Hebrews 11:6. That, I mean, I'm emptying out all the verses I got. Right? Hebrews 11:6, he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, right? Don't just seek him when you want him. Seek him every day because you need him every day. Right? I don't want to mess up the title of the next sermon. But want is in there somewhere. No, actually free is. You know what? It doesn't matter. Listen, have that relationship with God so that you don't have such a relationship with yourself that you get so frustrated with yourself. Right? Golden rule, treat others the way. Okay, I'm going to try again. Treat others the way. All right? And the Bible says, love your neighbors, you love your... Right? And a lot of times what happens is we need to also treat others the way they want to be treated. Because sometimes we mistreat ourselves. Now, lie if you want to, but a lot of times if we make a mistake or we do something we're not encouraged by ourselves, we call ourselves names like I'm stupid. I'm an idiot. Right? That ain't the way I want to be treated. Right? You look at yourself and say, I'm an idiot. Hey, we friends? Not like that. Not like that. I'm not going to be an idiot with you, right? I want to rejoice with God with you. And so we got to be able to do that. Let's do this with Romans. This is a great verse. Romans 8:31-32. What shall we say then? What shall we say then? I did this on the video too. To these things, if God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? I don't know why King James have to reverse he, us, and them. Right? If God be for us, right? Right? We know this, right? And that means that God on our side, who can be against us? Here's what God said to me when I came in and in my mind. If God be for me, in front of me, can't nobody even get to me. Not be for us only, be for me, there's God. Before I wake up any morning, before me, there's God. This morning, I was did y'all know, maybe y'all knew this, in Williamson County, there's a hunting, you can go hunt. Anybody else know that? You know, Joel? This morning, while I'm praying, loudest gunshots ever. Did you hear him, Brad? Pow, pow, I'm like, Nessa, I did my eulogy like on the news, pastor dies running around praying for church, like while I was jogging. Papa, I go, nah, that ain't nothing. That's just somebody dropping boxes. Well, the time I was running, it was dark. Oh, yes. The light come up, I see this guy out there, and I mean, pow, what is he shooting at? The police, I had to do it, like, I cannot not call 911 just in case he ran. And it kept sounding like he was right coming, whoever it was, right? Call 911. Like, I said, ma'am, listen. Well, I got in my car and drove away. You ain't going to catch me off guard, player. Like, who you calling? Oh, that was my mama. Mama! It cost me on guard. So I drove down there to the ice machine. I said, hey, listen, I'm hearing some loud shots. Sound like gunshots. She goes, where are you? It's 911, ain't it? Are you questioning me? Come get this dude with a gun. Like, I ain't on no interview. I ain't trying to get no job. So tell her the address. She goes, oh, okay. I said, listen, you whole lot more laid back than I am. She go, you still there? No, I hear gunshots. No, where I grew up, that meant flee. She thought that was funny. She goes, sir, we already got a call about that. I said, you know he's still out there shooting, though, right? So y'all busy? Like, I mean, how's this going to work? And this is how I get in trouble. I don't know when to shut up. The 911 lady was, like, so laid back and thought this, like, I was entertaining her. She goes, yeah, sir, it's dove season. What the God, this is residential. Their houses, right? Dove season. What? Well, the county, it's, y'all, they can hunt right here. You go out there, and I've seen birds out there. Like, did they get them? They operating differently than we operate. I'm thinking I'm doing something for the neighborhood, for my church coming, man. We can't have nobody out there. Pop, pop. I already had this anger thing. I told y'all about that. I said, I got to do something about this. Let me get in my car and drive away. Like how tough I act when I told y'all I started this. I'm going to do something. I got low in my car, drove up to the end of the street. He said, I'm the God of the again, right? Yeah, I'll preach that later. We right now. Again, you need to get them over here. She said, oh, we'll send somebody later on. Then I got in my car and drove off. But apparently, you know, all of them hugged it out, and he's not over there. Let me tell you something. When you hear something, the first thing you need to do is make sure you're not responding with fear. And here I am, was about to be troubled by something that wasn't even a danger. But the devil will make the loudest noise to get you to run and get you to act like there's a threat on your life. He'll get you to do that. He'll get you just this morning, praying to God. If anyone videoed this, and I think the people across got cameras, me running like. So they tell you to get low. But I still have one more lap to go. Except to run it 7 times. That was only lap 6. He said, can I protect you or can I protect you? Or are you going to stop short praying because you think someone's after you? Listen, you're the God of the again, right? You're going to have to forgive me again this morning because I'm not finishing this run. Praise the Lord. Thank you. You caught that. You see that? Spill that right on over me. And God says, come on, finish it. You good. You'll be all right. So I did. Pastor Reed. Yeah. Put that on the writing. Lap 7. He finished it. Let me tell you, you'll be threatened by some things, some loud stuff. Finish what God told you to do. Go ahead and finish what God told you to do. Don't let it stop you. Finish. He's consistently of saying, you know, what I put you to do. So if God before you, who can be against you? God before you, who can get to you? God before your kids. That's why you put God before your kids. Who going to get to them if God is before them? Everything. God before you. I was like, and I couldn't scream because the other thing on video, my voice sounds worse. So come to church. How about that? Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Said this way, see the king first. Everything else will be added. And anything come up, say, I got to go see the king first. If anything's going to come into my life, it's because I saw the king first. I didn't see anything else before I saw the king. Every time I wake up, I'm going to go see the king first and then let everything else be added. And I don't care how little of time, I don't care how little sleep, I got to go see the king first. I've got family, I got church members, I got loved ones, I got children, I got whatever. See the king first. Go see him. Listen, Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 through 6 says this. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderations be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in all things by prayer, supplications, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Let's stop right there. Social media, folks, Before you post it, make sure you went to God and let him know about it first. All right? In fact, don't even tell nobody else if you can. Let your request be made known to God, not to other people. Pastor Rita is my wife, and she's a blessing to me, but she's not my blesser. God is. However, I can't say stuff around her if I think I want something or need something because she'll go get it. Right? I can't say nothing about it. I can't because she'll be like, oh, look what I got you. And I can't ask you to get that. You shouldn't have said it out loud. You know, God is the same way. He hears you. He hears you. He hears you, and you're like, oh, man, you know, God, I you know, or even you may not even say, God, just, man, I really need this. And then there it is. And again, the problem is that when Pastor Rita does that, I get offended. Why are you getting me stuff? Why are you asking for it? That's a good question. You got me. And God is the same way. If you ask God, hey, God, I need to be delivered, and he says, okay, yeah, I got you, and he says, go forgive that person. Why are you giving me that, God? Because you asked. No, I asked to be healed. That's it. That's your healing. Forgiving. Ain't that crazy? I mean, God's wild anyway, right? When God builds an army, he takes people out because they drink wrong. The Gideon, he said, kick the ones who don't drink right out. Imagine that. He said, if they drink the water wrong, remove them. That's crazy. Y'all, the Bible, wild. Wild. He said, because if they drink with their head down, they only care about themselves. If they won't drink with their head up, making sure everybody else is okay, I mean, they're not consumed with just them. Their consumption is about making sure everyone's okay. You don't have an army, you got it. The people running around with you. He says, you got a real army, which means he reduced their army from 10,000 to 300 people. Yeah, I wonder where the movie 300 come from. Ain't new. Been in the Bible. Anyway, let it go. Rejoicing always is the testimony. If I'm rejoicing always, I know my God is always doing what my God always do. He's the God of the again. So I don't have to stop rejoicing because I know God is always going to be good on every turn. And not only just for the good of what I think is good, for the good of everything that's around me. He is that good. So it is vital that we don't allow a moment of frustration to make us forget how God can show up again and again. So listen to this. As a cure. For disagreement, this is what the Apostle Paul was saying. Rejoice in the Lord always. People who are very happy, especially those who are very happy in the Lord, are not apt either to give offense or to take offense. Stop getting offended. Because you're losing your ability to rejoice. Okay, I got to keep going because they put the clock up this week. Because last week, I kept going. And I can always blame it. I couldn't see the clock, but I can see it. Listen to this. Their minds are so sweetly occupied with higher things that they are not easily distracted by little troubles, which naturally arise among such imperfect creatures as we are. Joy in the Lord is the cure for all discord. Right? Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Remember what I said last week, if somebody, or whatever I said this, if somebody left your life, it wasn't because you were worthless. It's because they were too broke to be able to afford how expensive and blessed you are. They were too broke. They couldn't afford your prayer life. They couldn't afford your worship. And so they had to go because they're too broke. They ain't got enough. It ain't you that's worthless. It's they don't have it. They can't buy in your store. And when somebody can't shop in your store, what do they say? Did anybody used to do that when you had no money? You go window shopping? Most depressing thing you can do. Look at what we can't have. And then what do people do with these stores? They insult them, right? Oh, that expensive. I'd never buy something like that. You never would. But they do the same thing with people that they want to make sure that they try to keep them down in their life. Is, oh, you're just not good enough for me. No, no, baby. Stop them. No, no, no. You too broke for me. We don't take your card here. Your card has been declined. And you understand your value way up here because God again and again tells you that you're valuable. You're worth it. You are worth it. You're absolutely worth it. Man, and no matter what they say about you, what people say about you, he said, my God, again, he's going to love me. Again, he's going to love me. Again, he's going to pick me up. Again, he's going to receive me. Again, again, and again, like he's going to keep showing up. So what a gracious God we serve who makes delight to be a duty. He said, that's a job for you to rejoice. And there are some days we hate our job because we don't want to be happy about what's going on around us. But he didn't say that's what you're supposed to be rejoicing in. You're supposed to delight in the God that's within you, not the circumstances that's around you. So that's why my fellowship with God is always consistent. Listen to this in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 through 9. It says this, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meat. Uh-oh, where I went lunch. Which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he blessed you yesterday, he's going to bless you. Come on with me now. Okay, I caught you off guard. I'm sorry, you were tired. You were resting. You didn't know that I wanted you to repeat after me. Okay, not even repeat after me. Just fill in the blank. Okay, because you're here today because he blessed you yesterday. And you'll be here tomorrow because he blessed you. Okay. And so you'll be here for the future because he'll be blessing you too. Yeah, so good. So I was worried about that last one because we had used up today already. You got to realize that God is not changed. He's the God that changeth not. Change is not. Yeah, God, I know you blessed me back then because I was better back then. No. You were never over good. He was always the only good. Your bad is not greater than his good. That's why through one man's obedience, life reigns. Through one man's obedience. So whatever blessing we received isn't a new blessing. Your blessings aren't new. They're always on the way. It may be your first day with them, but they ain't new because they're always there. Right? You're not going to drink new juice today. You're just going to drink another one. Right? It's the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Meaning the word of God doesn't run out of style. Made an executive decision last week. Retire the white suit. We're done. We had 20 years, good run. We're out. Now we're going to find another one. I looked at it. I thought, man, you look like a bag of dough. You know, just stay puffed. Just look like that. And listen, as silly, and y'all laughing. As silly as that, and God says, I want to do something else with you. I ain't got nothing against the color white, but you wore that one out. Who wears a suit for 20 years? I do. Okay, we do. Okay, we do. Okay. All right. I'm going to let it go. And here's God saying, you hanging on to something, and I can't bring you anything else. I can't freshen you up because you done fried up into that suit. Pastor Rita, tell you, I'd run home so fast, take that thing off, put it right in the bag. See you next Easter. Come on, it's true. And sometimes we do that with our prayer life. See you next time. There's a problem. And they thought I was off. They thought I was done, dog. They thought I was talking about just me. I got it. Don't worry about it. Okay? So don't keep wearing the same suit. Okay? It's okay to get a new one. Or a different one. Or another one. Amen? One that fit better. It just, the jacket, it's got 9 buttons on it. It just looked like I was buttoning it for hours. It's borderline a straight jacket. He's just one thing to be appreciative, but man. And wore that blessing out. And the pits was yellow. So what I love about y'all is now y'all, this is, when y'all laugh like that, that's me hearing you admitting to we the same. That's exactly what that is. You're admitting we the same. The armpits of my prayer is yellow, Pastor. The armpits of my worship is brown. The neck on it is brown because I don't wore it so much that I look like Soul Glow on the back of the neck. I that's where, like, you ain't got to admit it out loud. Yes. Know what couch you've been sitting on. Okay? So we got to get it out there early, okay? Winding down. Well, Pastor Rita, when she said, you know, listen to Spotify because it's usually funnier, I'm not trying to be funny on purpose, but it was good to catch y'all thinking I was just talking about my white suit and not your prayer life. That hilarious. Stay obedient in faith. In faith. The God of the again. And have faith that the God of the again will provide. This is why I should wait on Pastor Donnie, because that sentence I had to rework just now. Okay? And wait upon those who you love. Amen? All right, you guys bow your heads. Bow your heads. As your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, I don't care about your mistakes. I really don't. I believe you need to know that you know that God is loving you again. It doesn't matter how far you've been away, how far you've been gone. If he welcome the prodigal son back, he welcomes you. You know, no matter what your circumstances are and you feel like you've been struggling with your faith and not believing like you should and not believing like you could and not believing like you would, and God has said, nope, I'm no respecter of person, not respecter of situation, I'm not respecter of times, I am God. Don't let the name of your situation think you have to do more than just ask. Don't let the hurt of your situation think you have to do more than just ask. God, what am I going to do about my child? What am I going to do about my kid? God just says to you, you trained them up in the way that they should go, and you're going to stand, and you're going to believe, and when they turn and come back, you're going to run just like the Father did with open arms, and you're going to wrap your arms around them, and you're going to kiss them, and you're going to be reminded of the fellowship and relationship that you did have. Your job now is to pray and speak protection over them and speak guidance that they hear your voice. The voice of another they will not listen to. And God, whatever next step that I'm supposed to take, that I want to take it in faith. So Lord, we pray to put you before us. You before me, Lord, means that everything else shall and will be added for eternity. No one can get to me, including me, when I put you in front. My own mind has been attacking me, Lord. Today it stops. My own opinion has been attacking me. Today it stops. It's going to have to go through you. When I look in the mirror, whatever's trying to come at me from me has to go through you. Even me. I thank you, Lord God, for today. I thank you for your word. We thank you for your will being done. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.